Guess what, gals? I have found the fountain of youth. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you put down the bottle and pick up conscious, happy living. This is Snippetland. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I have a snippet for you that will keep you youthful and light on your feet and fluffy and happy. What does it sound like? Fantasy land? Well, it's not. I tell you, I found the fountain of youth, and I'm going to share it with you today. Before I do, I want to just quickly let you know, if you didn't know, that today, the 5th of November, is day one of the 5-day I'm Ready Holiday Sobriety Challenge. Building resilience before the holidays. Gals, your clear-headed holiday season starts here, now, today. In fact, this afternoon. If you're getting this snippet in the morning, which is when I publish them, then it is not too late for you to join me live this afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern for day one of this sobriety challenge. I'm not crazy about the word challenge, but it seems to work. We all seem to kind of know what it means. But it really isn't a challenge. It's a 5 days together live where I'm going to give you the strategy, the foundational strategies you need, micro actions each day, going live each day to help you start your sobriety now before the holidays. Like, hello, we've got the Thanksgiving, Black Friday in the United States coming up. And once that happens, it's all over. Like, it's really, really hard to get sober after that. Not impossible, because nothing's impossible, but it's much more difficult. So this is a window of opportunity. So November 5 to 9, starting today, I am going to help you start your sobriety now. And you can just keep right on going. Forget about waiting till January. Forget about worrying about the holidays. You start now. And I tell you, you will know how to keep going. And come January 1st, you'll be laughing. Imagine, instead of having to do sober January, or as they like to call it, dry January. I hate that word. Instead of that, you're already, hello, like I've got over 2 months of sobriety. I'm styling. Now I'm changing my goal to something else. I'm going to lose a bit of weight. I've got some other things on the horizon because alcohol is behind me. Dears, guess what? That is totally possible. Why? Because as I teach, the first 8 weeks of sobriety are the key, the most important. And November 5th leaves us just about 8 weeks to get you started. So this is an opportunity. It's like one of those moments. It's a fork in the road, right? Which one are you going to take? And are you going to look back and go, damn it, I wish I'd started this in November. Now here I am, January 1st, doing another resolution. Look, if that happens, it happens. I'll be here to support you. But I would love to see you celebrating on January 1st instead of starting on January 1st. By the way, all you do to join me live is tap a link. I'm doing a 20 to 30 minute little class, live class, at the end of which I'm going to give you your first little piece of mini homework, nothing stressful, and tomorrow and then on through till Sunday to make sure you have that foundation laid for sobriety. I'm going to teach you how to work with triggers, how to pass right by them. I'm going to teach you how to look, build on your future self. I'm going to teach you tons of stuff. So you're right on time to join me today. At 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 Pacific, 3 Mountain, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, all of which is right around 1 o'clock for most of us, right? That's when we get the triggers. It's the end of the day. I'm like totally time for a glass of wine. Well, not today, my dear, not today. Today is your day to begin. All right, let's talk about that fountain of youth. Gals, I know what it is, and here it is. I'm going to give it to you. And it's things like this that I teach at my live events, which, by the way, oh my God, I promise I'm getting there. But by the way, just in case you didn't notice, 2 days ago on Monday, I published an amazing talk I had with Shannon, who joined me in a live event and then stayed with me and has been with me ever since and has months and months of sobriety now. These events that I do are not to be taken lightly. They literally change lives. So if you're hearing my voice and you're getting this on the 5th of November or even the 6th, it's not too late. Go to the show notes, tap the link, and let's get started. Okay, here it is. I'm there. I'm getting there. Bear with me, babe. The Fountain of Youth. Ready? Wait for it. When we release all resentment, anger, envy, negative energy, negative emotions, especially from the past, we instantly become youthful. We instantly become more youthful. Gals, nothing will make you old faster than negative emotions. Go ahead and change your diet. Go ahead and exercise. But if you're pissed inside, if you're mad from something from the past, if you're carrying around negative emotions, you're a wrinkled up prune. You're an old woman with resentments. Right? Can you just see the scrunched up face, the wrinkled forehead, the tightness in the chest? All of this ages us way faster than anything else. Our emotions are so powerful that they can literally not just age us, but make us sick. So you'll end up with, you know, IBS and all the other horrible things that can come along. These are caused by internal angst. And we've talked about this here so much. But today I really wanted to emphasize the inner youth, the radiance, the energy, the freedom that we can have by getting rid of resentment, anger, and all those other negative emotions. Here's a cute quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, "For every minute you remain angry, you give up 60 seconds of peace of mind." Gals, peace of mind is the fountain of youth. Contentment is the fountain of youth. And the opposite of those are holding our negative emotions that we hold. If you're nurturing a grudge, you're revisiting the same scenario in your brain rather than living in the now. And that mental loop ages the mind and ages the spirit. You may be achieving out in the external, but internally you're stuck in a traffic of negative emotion that slows down the vibrant, youthful version of yourself that is there, waiting to come to the fore. I don't care how old you are, you can literally be reborn into an energetic, youthful woman by releasing these negative emotions. How do I know? Well, yeah, I did a bit of research, but you know how I really know? Because it happened to me, and I've seen it happen to other women. That is what happens. When we start letting go of resentments from the past, it isn't about excusing the hurt. It's about freeing yourself to redirect energy into what you do want, like joy, clarity, sobriety, growth, freedom. If you're over 40, this is the prime time to shed emotional baggage and step into a lighter, more vibrant chapter of your life. I often say here on the snippets that my goal for us is to make this the best chapter of our lives. No matter what your life has been like up to now, we can make this the best chapter of our lives. That's what's happening to me, and I want you to come along with me. I don't want to do this by myself. And the women that do come along for the ride, it's so amazing. What are you waiting for? So remember, the fountain of youth isn't a pill or a Botox injection or a diet or exercise. It's emotional clarity, release, and purpose. And when you let go of those resentments, you reclaim time, energy, and your forward motion. Listen, gals, tied very closely to this is the idea of life being fair. Now, the reason I say that is sometimes I will say to women, look, we got to let go of those past resentments. And the response will be something along these lines. Yeah, but Becca, you have no idea what they did to me. They did this and they did this and this happened and that happened. My dear, only children expect life to be fair. Fairness is a child's framework. As children, we were taught to expect fairness. Take turns, hold hands, say you're sorry. But that training doesn't prepare us for the adult world where people hurt us and never apologize. It's happened to you. It's happened to her. It's happened to me. Yeah, life is not fair. If you're holding on, waiting for somebody to come along and say, oh, my dear, that was so unfair. Poor you. They owe you an apology. You're going to get old waiting. Now, I'm not saying we can't have compassion from others. We most definitely can. And the process that I take women through to release emotions from the past includes deep, deep compassion and understanding. But to just hold on to it for the sake of holding on to it, just sharing it with your girlfriend so you can hear them say, oh my God, that was horrible. I can't believe the asshole did that. Well, yeah, that was, don't, he owes you an apology. That will never help you. Never. It will get you nowhere. We share our resentments with girlfriends who just give back to us, yeah, man, that was bad. All they're doing is undergirding our own resentment. Instead, what we want to do is share with someone who's able to give us compassion, but then turn us around and help us to let it go and realize that life isn't fair. It just isn't. And guess what else? It just so happens that I believe, and I'm not the only one, that sooner or later, things balance out. Call it karma, call it what you will, but it will. What comes around does go around, and you don't need to be there to see it. Just trust in the infinite. Trust in your higher self. Trust in the higher energies of this universe in which we live to know that whatever's been done to you will be repaid in time. You don't need to be there to witness it, my dear. It will happen. Let it go. And besides, to want to see that is really just seeking revenge. Resentment says, that shouldn't have happened. I didn't deserve it. They got away with it. But stewing in that doesn't bring justice. It just ages us emotionally, spiritually, physically. What if instead of waiting for fairness, we decide to grow up, own our healing, and stop letting the past run the show? If someone betrayed you, then healing is your revolution, not your apology, and not your punishment. Accepting that life isn't fair doesn't mean that what happened was okay. It means that you are done waiting for someone else to make it right. This is how we reclaim our time, our energy, our emotional youth. We stop being the courtroom judge of our past and start being the healer of our future. And here's the really sad part. What I've been saying actually applies to most of us, but if you add alcohol into the mix, it's worse. Drinking keeps us in emotional childhood. We use it to avoid discomfort, to protest unfairness, to escape responsibility. So if you've been drinking and using alcohol to escape your emotions, I'm sorry, dear, but you're emotionally immature. You just are. I don't even have to know you to know that. And so was I. In 2018, when I came out of those 30 years of hell I was living in, I was pissed at everybody. Everybody owed me an apology. The things that have been done to me, all of it. And I realized I was simply emotionally immature. I hadn't learned how to face the difficult emotions that I had. I hadn't learned how to release the past in a healthy way. Alcohol keeps us contracted, emotionally contracted. Read immature. Listen, gals, fair is where you get cotton candy, not justice. And waiting for life to be fair is like waiting for your ex to suddenly emotionally mature. Possible, but not likely. And healing doesn't make it fair, but it's powerful. It's what changes everything for us. So if someone betrayed you, remember, healing is your best revenge. If someone has betrayed you, healing is the best revenge. And not only that, to get back to the whole point here, it is the fountain of youth. If you want to look in the mirror and see yourself lighter, fresher, more brighter eyes, less pinched, like it's that sort of pinched, contracted feeling we have when we're carrying negative emotions. Release those, my dear, and you will feel like 20 years younger. I promise you. And today is the perfect day to start because these are the things I teach women when I bring them on this journey of self-discovery. And it just so happens that today, the 5th of November, I am starting from the beginning for women just like you. Listen, my dear, if you're tired of aging and feeling old, now is the time to step up, and it is not too late. It is never too late to start. So go to the show notes, tap the link, let me know you're coming. I'll send you back the link to join me at 5 p.m. Eastern. And let's get this show on the road now before, you know, the holidays begin. And then what? I'll see you later this afternoon. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.